And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. Bob's got something he wants to tell you. Quick, Bob.
No, I wanted to tell you.
Oh.
I'm doing some more bacon.
Are you?
Yeah. And
so you got the cure going.
Yeah, I do. All right. And we were talking about the Ziploc bag, so I cut these bellies in half.
Did you get them from Sobey Meats?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Does he sell them to you with the skin on or the skin off?
Skin on.
Yeah.
Right. Does anybody sell it with the skin off?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really?
Yep.
Talking about putting marinades in a bag, that's what I do when I brine anything, and I'm brining these bellies.
Okay.
Here's
so
the
we talked about tenderizer and marinade. So what's a brine?
Well, that's going to be water, salt, sugar, and then some spices.
Right.
This one's got some coriander and some paprika and black pepper. But the key is, when you're brining, you want to keep flipping that meat over. So every 12 hours, I got to remember to go down and turn this meat over.
It's in your fridge.
Yeah, in the basement fridge.
Right. Yep.
And
so, you brine that for a few days.
Seven.
Yeah. So yeah. I thought. Yep. So
I do it a little different than some of the recipes.
Morning, you flip your meat. You go to bed. You flip your meat. This is not a routine that you're foreign to you though.
Most of.
No, but anyway.
You're just going to keep getting more and more awkward, aren't you?
Oh, no, we're done.
So this pork belly, a lot of the instructions I've read, you know, these guys will dry rub it first.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the 70s when I worked for Van & Brink Meats in college.
Ah, the old ham stealing days.
Yes. We used to do like tons of bacon, and our bacon was the best. Our hams were incredible too. I wish they were still around. But we made everything for Spartan. And we did tons of bacon, but we would have these needle injectors that would inject the brine into the meat, and then we'd throw them in a tank of brine, and I don't know how long they sat
that
in there.
That's that little line on the bottom of the tag that says, some water added, right?
Yeah.
Because it adds to the weight as well as it adds to the moisture and the flavor.
Yeah, but it's really a way to inject the brine into it to cure it.
Right.
So doing the bacon's fun. It's just fun.
Yeah, so you are done with it, or you're close to being done with it? I'm curious about when it's going to be smoked, because I want to be there that day.
I think tomorrow I'm putting it on the smoker.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll be home.
Yeah, so when you smoke it, though, you're not cooking it to eat. You're cooking it to finish it as smoked bacon before it'll be
fried.
I'll
bring it up to 160.
Right. It's not going to be ready to eat. You could. Now, do you use that in chunks, or do you try to slice it like a normal slice of bacon? Or?
Well, chunks would be pork belly.
Right.
Then you're not.
But it's still cured. I mean, it's baconed belly, maybe? Yes, no?
They don't cure it when they serve pork belly.
Right.
They just they cut it in cubes, and they deep fry it.
Yeah, but couldn't you do that with the bacon as opposed to slicing it thin? I don't know. I mean, it might make a.
It would taste different than the pork belly you're expecting.
Yeah.
If you're looking for the pork belly cubes.
Mm-hmm. But I just think it's really hard to cut bacon thin on a board with a knife.
It is.
Right? You got to have a super sharp knife.
You got to get a slicer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I need a grinder, a slicer, and a stuffer.
Yeah.
And
that sounds like the Three Stooges.
I also need a planer for all this wood. Yeah. This is just in case anybody wants to buy me a gift here.
Stick with the show. Yeah.
Perfect venison marinade. It's that time when, first of all, I got my new trail cam up, and it's sending me pictures every day.
Oh, you went the long dollar and bought the one that's cellular enabled.
I went to Alan Bob's is what I did. So every day I'm trying to work, and I got to put up with this nonsense right here. There's a doe running across. And
sounds like a squirrel to me, or maybe we're on a rabbit trail right now.
No,
I'm not sure.
See,
there's a
picture of the deer right there.
We were going to talk about perfect venison marinade,
I'm starting to think about deer hunting, and I just wanted to get the rest of this venison out of the freezer and use the last little freezer burnt junk up. So this using venison steak, this perfect marinade has white vinegar, ketchup, vegetable oil, Worcestershire, garlic, ground mustard, salt, crushed red pepper. This is Cowboy Rob Russell's recipe, by the way.
Rest his soul in peace.
When I put perfect on any recipe we have, it's one he gave me.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know why I put perfect on there?
Because it is.
He always told me, this is perfect.
Right, yeah.
So being that, you know, I've got these pictures of deer flashing on my phone every day now, I'm getting in the mode for hunting, and you got to start thinking about what you're going to take up and how you're going to process your meat.
Right.
And
we'll have to rubber marinate.
We'll have to do a show on that.
Right. That, again, is on the grillingguys.com website so that you can try that marinade. It'll work on anything, but the more lean the meat, the better on that particular marinade, I think. So, but anyway, I don't have, you know, you talked me into that cow. You bought a whole cow.
Twisted your arm.
Right, and I bought a quarter of it. And let me tell you what, I got one word up. If you partner with Barbecue Bob on a cow, okay, there's four quarters of a cow. This is math, right? But apparently, there's one quarter of that cow where all the liver resides, right? The rest of the cow.
Did you get all the liver?
I don't remember. Did I get it?
Did you ask for it? I got
16 pounds of liver.
Well, you must have asked for it.
I'm pretty sure there isn't a 64-pound liver inside that flipping cow.
I didn't get any liver.
Well, you want it? Because it's still in my freezer. Who the hell eats liver?
Your dog.
And let alone, yeah.
Your dog.
I understand, but I only got one dog, and if you feed him 16-pound of liver, he'll turn purple.
No, you do it every week. You make up some.
I want to stink up my house every week by cooking up liver.
You grill it, crybaby.
Right, yeah, okay. I'm not crybaby, and that's it. You know what? Hey, Bob, you just had a birthday.
I got to bring you something.
I brought a bottle of bourbon. I should have brought a bag of liver.
I don't know. I got the heart. I know that.
Yeah, right. Well, there's one of those.
Yeah.
Right, and I got the one liver.
And it is big.
Yeah.
But I'll use that for coney sauce.
Sure, I understand.
But Corey was whining. He said he didn't get any roasts.
Oh, really?
He can't. That guy was cool.
He ate them already. He just didn't remember.
Yeah, a stale of vodka. That butcher is reliable, and they quarter everything up for you and box it all.
And I think every guy that got there, I was the last one, admittedly.
But I brought you yours, didn't I?
No, I came and got it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, right. And all the liver was buried in the bottom, and it ended up.
You came to my house and got it.
Yes, I did.
No, but Corey went to the butcher shop and got it. I'm thinking he ran up and grabbed maybe the wrong box or left one or something.
Oh, no, there's more than one box. I got 16 pounds of liver. I know. It's all right. We'll use it for something.
Right. We're doing our housekeeping on it, man.
I'll just put it on the doorstep and it'll keep the devil away. Yeah.
It's you could make some pate.
I probably could, but I'm pretty sure I won't.
It'll make you go pate.
Yeah, right, and then some.
When we come back, we're going to talk about salt methodology.
I want to sound really smart. Right, I've got one of those salt blocks that you and I cooked on one time. We'll talk about that too, because I'm pretty sure that'll just be part of the methodology. Right. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Now you're a man!
Man law, short and sweet. Man law number one, no wasted beer in the name of humor.
Right, and I'm going to practice that next weekend when I have the bachelor party. Make sure these guys aren't doing crazy things and wasting beer.
Well, so they didn't tell you to get a red bow tie and do the bachelorette party.
No, they did not. They've got better talent than me for that, I'm sure. The girls do. I don't know what they're doing, and I frankly don't know what the guys are doing other than I'm just playing golf with
them.
When
my wife turned 40, me and about six of my strongest buddies got black pants on, black shoes, and a red bow tie, and we did the Chippendale guys. We did the Chippendale dance for her, and I'll tell you what. People still talk about it. And
I bet they do. I bet they. This was prior to video cameras, right?
Oh.
Thank God.
Yeah, they etched it out in stone. But my one buddy was a bodybuilder, and he was doing push-ups in our master bath before we walked down the steps.
Yeah.
And he's like.
So he's all pumped, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All you were trying to do was see over your belly so you didn't trip coming down the stairs.
No, I was very slender. I was 41.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was like a 33-inch waist.
Right. Good for you, man.
I'd like that again.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, well, anyway, talk about salt methodology. You like to use your salt, you're a Himalayan salt block.
Yeah, that was a gift. And so, you know, you got to try it. And honestly, if you don't know what it is, it's this big pink block of salt. Mine is about the size of a piece of paper, 8.5 by 11, maybe a little smaller.
Yep.
Comes in a little rack, but the theory there is that you heat, and it's probably, what, 2 inches thick, maybe?
I'd say.
And you heat that up on the grill, and you actually cook on the piece of salt. We did it. You and I did it.
Yep.
And
That was during COVID, wasn't
right,
it?
Yeah, right.
We were quarantining.
Right. But at the end of the day, I couldn't see why I messed with it. Quite frankly,
I mean, the meat was kind of salty.
Yeah, we could have grilled that thing, and it'd have been a lot better than salting it on the block. And then the mess was the juice was all over the block, and it turned colors.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't really get this. So admittedly, I got a salt cooking book with the salt block. You know, it's for the griller who has everything. This was the kind of gift you get, right? And so there was honest effort. And it was my brother-in-law, and I appreciate that. But I've never read the book, so, I mean, I read the preface in the first 4 or 5 pages about how to do it, and then basically you heat it up. But at the end of the day, it wasn't – I've used it one time. I'll be very frank, one time. And I'm not sure I'd ever use it again, so it might be on eBay for $1. But anyway.
You can lick it.
Yeah, I guess you can. I don't know. If any of you have salt blocks and you cook on them and you like them, hit us on Facebook – The Grilling Guys, because
or
I'd
if
like
you
to
want
learn.
Some liver, go call yeah. Randy and go yeah. to see Randy. He's got right. free cat food. For
send you. Send a note on the Grilling Guys website to Jop, and you might get a package of liver delivered right to your house.
Delivered,
right? Delivered. But anyway, what salt were you talking about, Bob? Your methodology.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of thoughts on how you're supposed to salt your steak. Primarily, steak is what I've always studied. In terms of salt methods. And some guys will say, you know, put it on right when you grill. And then some will say, you got to give it 10 minutes. And then there's this other fellow that I used to watch. I don't know who, but he would say, salt it for an hour and then rinse it off. And I'd have to say my favorite method is salting it right when I put it on.
Yeah,
it is.
And I like it. I'm the 10-minute guy because I like it to be a little sticky because I like the – and I use sea salt, coarse sea salt that's cracked, right, out of a – not a shaker, but just, you know, grind it on there.
Oh, and you don't beat it up with your meat hammer?
No, I don't, because I like a little bit of the crunch and the texture after it grills. It'll stick there at 10 minutes. I put it on right away, and then I flip it, and it tends to fall off because it hasn't adhered to the meat. So that's just –
You must
I
be
like
using
it.
Big chunks.
Yeah.
You're probably I mean, I'm bust cra- that I'm Himalayan block up.
Right, yeah, right. You know, I just serve everybody a little bit of it. I just serve everybody a little bit with their steak. Yeah, have some salt block. Anyway. All right. Well, you've been listening to this nonsense too long.
Sorry.
We're the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Summer is still here. Get out your backyard. Fire up your grill. Create some grill envy. And we will talk to you next week.
See you.